Hi, everybody. So I just saw this pronunciation tongue twister challenge that was posted on Backstage, and so I wanted to try that. I glanced at them. I did not read them through a practice first. So, okay. So the goal is to read them quickly without stumbling and or laughing, but it's probably more entertaining if you do. I agree. Okay, so here's the list. How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? Betty Botter bought a bit of butter, but the bit of butter Betty Botter bought was bitter, so Betty Botter bought a better bit of butter. Rory the Warrior and Roger the Worrier were reared wrongly in a rural brewery. Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. Did Peter Piper pick a peck of pickled pepper? If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pepper, where's the peck of pickled pepper Peter Piper picked? She sells seashells down by the seashore. We say down by the seashore. The shells she sells are seashells, I'm sure. I'm going to do that one again. She sells seashells on the seashore. The shells she sells are seashells, I'm sure. The sixth sheep is sick. Thin chips, thick chips, lick your lips, chips. Thin chips, thick chips, lick your lips, chips. Red Robin, the Red River Rat, ran right round the rabbit's rickety rocking chair and rubbed his rosy, rusty red rump on the rumpled red rug. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? He would as much as he could, and chuck as much as a woodchuck would if a woodchuck could chuck wood. If you must cross a course, cross cow, across a crowded cow crossing, cross the cross, course cow, across the crowded cow crossing carefully. I have never heard that one before. That's hilarious. Can you can a canned can into an uncanned can, like a canner can? Can a canner can a canned can into an uncanned can? Brisk, brave brigadiers brandished broad, bright blades, blunderbusses and bludgeons, balancing them badly. Imagine an imaginary menagerie manager managing an imaginary menagerie. Oh, that was so much fun. Okay, and because I'm insane, or maybe because I like to do these types of little linguistic challenges, and you need to work out the muscles in your mouth if you want to stay on your A game. That's my philosophy. I'm going to try Betty Botter in a British accent. British, English, standard English, I don't know. We'll try it. Okay. Betty bought a bit of butter, but the bit of butter Betty Botter bought was bitter, so Betty Botter bought a better bit of butter. I think I had a bunch of R's in there, so I'll try it again. Let me try it one more time. Betty bought a bit of butter. That's too bad. I can't do it. All right, that's it. I'm gonna stop. Thanks for listening. These were fun. People who post these, you guys are awesome, and I love doing them. So just please keep posting them. You know, practice makes perfect. All right, bye. Have a great day. Bye.